There's a well-known story of a student that went to the Yeshiva Slobodka, and he saw a whole line of students that kept banging their chests with their fists. It was very unusual because it was not Yom Kippur, but it seems as though they were saying Vidui. He came a bit closer, and he was shocked to hear that they were speaking in English. He was so unbelievably curious that he went even closer. He couldn't believe the words that they were saying. As they banged their chests with their fists, they said, "I am garbage, I am worthless, I am nothing." He thought to himself, "Well, if I'm going to fit in, I might as well do what they do." So therefore he said, "I am garbage, I am nothing, I am worthless." The two students oversaw what he was doing. They looked at them in disgust and said, "This guy's only been here for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, now he already thinks that he is nothing?" In this week's Parsha, we find a very unusual word, and it happens to be the very first word in our Sefer, Parsha's Vayikra. The word Vayikra has a small aleph, and the Baal HaTorim tells us the significance behind this small aleph. Shemoshe haya gadol va'anav. Moshe was a great man, but he was also extremely humble. Lo ratza lichtov el vayikar. He only wanted to write vayikar without an aleph, as though to give the impression ki'ilu lo dibra kadosh baruch hu imo el b'chalom kederach shenemar bebilam. That Hashem really doesn't speak to me very often, and in a very unclear way does Hashem speak, like in dreams, similar to the way it's written by Bilam. Ki'ilu lo nira lo Hashem ela b'mikra. Hashem only comes and chances upon me once in a while. That is what Moshe wanted. And Hashem said, "Absolutely not. I want you to write lichtav gam ha'alef. I want you to write the aleph. For if you don't, every single Torah from now into all history, every single Torah will be possible, will be invalid. It must be vayikra with an aleph." So Moshe had no choice but to listen to Hashem. However, machmas rov anava, because he was such an incredibly humble man, Shalo yichtava elo katana yosim isher alfin shibitara v'kas v'katana. Says the Baal HaTorim that he was so uncomfortable writing vayikra, which means that Hashem speaks to him on a regular basis in a very clear manner, but he was forced to write it, so therefore at least he'll write it small, as though that any person that will be reading the Torah later on, maybe they'll glance over that word and not read it with an aleph. Such was the great anivus, the great level of humility showed by Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is asked, that why are we learning this type of a message, the message of humility, specifically here, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra? Parshas Vayikra primarily discusses karbanos, all the offerings and sacrifices brought for various reasons. Why do we need to learn a message of being humble in this particular place of the Torah? Furthermore, asks Rabbi Yitzchak of Vorki that perhaps a better place to teach us the message of being humble is by Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah, in which we're all familiar with the story that the mountain that was chosen, Har Sinai, was a very small mountain, to give the message that the Torah cannot be on a high place and cannot be accepted by a person who is very haughty in nature, but rather very low and humble, like the humble Mount Sinai. Ask Rabbi Yitzchak of Vorki, why wouldn't we teach the level of Moshe being humble in a more appropriate place, such as there, Har Sinai. And he explains that it is impossible to teach the message when it comes to the message of being humble at Har Sinai. Because when it came to the great, great event in Jewish history of the revelation of the Torah at Har Sinai, every Jew was present. Men, women, children, infants. For Moshe to say, I am humble, even though he certainly was an Anav. But what would be the perception? Saying that I am humble in front of millions of people perhaps can give over a missed message that I'm showing off. Look at how great I am! And therefore the message could not be there. Where is a better place to show that a person genuinely is an anav, is humble, is in this parsha. Vayikra el Moshe, says Rashi, that there was a voice that went out, and there was only one person, and one person only, that could hear God's voice, and that was Moshe. V'chol Yisrael lo shomin. No other Jew had any idea what was going on. This episode, which is brought down by the Baal HaTorim, is a very quiet, private conversation between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. When an individual behind closed doors is saying that I am humble, it is a genuine level of anivus. It is real humility because he is not coming to impress anyone else. Furthermore, we find in the very next pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban lashem, a person that brings forth various offerings to God. Rashi picks up on the word Adam. Why do we use this word and not the more familiar vernacular of Ish? Says Rashi that when it says Adam, it doesn't just mean man, but it's going back to the original Adam, Adam HaRishon. And just like Adam HaRishon, lo hikriv min hagezel, says Rashi that of course he never brought any offerings that were stolen. Shakol HaYishalo, he owned everything. He had no competition. There was no one else there. Af atem lo sakrivu min hagezel. So to you, don't bring something which was stolen. And I believe what Rashi is also coming to teach us is that we, when we are involved in our avodas Hashem, we have to be similar to the Adam ki yakriv mikem. We have to be like Adam HaRishon. When he was involved in bringing his sacrifices, when he was involved in serving God, he had no ulterior motive. It was 100% l'shma, for the sake of serving God. For there was no one else except for his wife that was present in the world at that time. Adam HaRishon did his service of God genuinely. This is a true test for ourselves. That when we are involved in our avodah, are we doing it because we want people to know how great we are? Look how kind I am. Look at all the great things that I do. Says Rashi, it's necessary to be just like Adam HaRishon. Just like Adam HaRishon had no one to impress. So too, when you serve God, do so like Moshe, in the most humble of ways, without coming and trying to impress everyone else. We're only a few days from the upcoming Chag of Pesach. Pesach, of course, is also called Chag HaMatzot, the holiday in which we eat matzah, Shivas Yomim Tochel Matzos, for 7 days. What exactly is the symbolism of our eating matzah? Certainly, we do not need to go any further than our Haggadot, Haggadahs, which tell us clearly the significance of why we take the matzah on this particular holiday. Quoting the Pasuk, Taviyafu as a batsek asher hotziyum imitzrayim ugot matzot ki uchametz ki gershim imitzrayim bo yachlulis mameya v'gam seidu asulahem, that they had no choice but to bring forth this matzah. They did not have time to allow to tarry, to allow their dough to rise. That's all well and good. I will be saying that in my Haggadah, and so will you, that Pesach first night and the second one. But the question is, how does that really affect me? This was something which was 3,300 and some odd years ago. Okay, they were in a rush to leave Mitzrayim. I'm not in a rush to go anywhere. Maybe I'm in a rush to get to Safun by Chatzot. Maybe I'm in a rush to go to sleep, or my guests are getting tired. But what exactly is the symbolism of matzah, bizman hazeh, in this day and age? And the Alshich tells us a beautiful message of what the matzah represents. It's not just food, but it's something which represents our very selves, our very character of who we are all year long. Says the Alshich, Hachametz hu hayetzer hara, shuchamutz upagum. Explains the Alshich, just like a loaf of bread, it rises and gets bigger and loftier, and it's filled with hot air. So too is our alter ego, our haughtiness. That is the Yetzer Hara. Says the Torah, at least for 7 days, Shimash Yomim Tochel Matzot, to be able to incorporate this different message, that we do not want to be like the Chametz, but rather that we should be more like the matzah, very low, very humble. That's the Yetzer Tov. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Adam ki yakri mikem, karban l'Hashem, just like Adam Harisha. To be able to incorporate a bit of humility on Pesach, and God willing to be able to carry forward that feeling of being humble throughout our year. Unfortunately, not everyone can afford matzah. I once heard the reason why matzah is called lechem oni, a poor man's bread, is because all you need to do is go into a store and see how much per pound matzah costs. It could easily make you poor. So is the reason why it's called lechem oni. But some people, even though it's expensive for us, and it costs a lot of money this holiday, some people aren't able to spend enough. They don't have enough money to be able to buy the basic needs for their holiday. And that's the reason why, specifically on this holiday, we have a special mitzvah of Mos Chitim. That even though there's a general mitzvah of giving tzedakah, of giving charity throughout the year, there's a special mitzvah of Mos Chitim. Literally, Mos, money for Chitim, to wheat, so they can buy food, to be able to have Simcha Shemta, to be able to enjoy their day. Now, how does a person go about giving this money? You can give it in front of the whole world, handing over thousands of dollars. And of course, that's a tremendous level of tzedakah. And one should certainly not avoid giving tzedakah if they feel inclined to give it in that particular way. But we know that Chazal tell us that is not the greatest level of charity. The greatest level of tzedakah is when that person, that ani, has that money, and he has no idea who gave it to him, and you, the wealthy individual, have no idea who received your charity. For the great message of Tzedakah Mos Chitim, and the message of our Parsha, which should carry forth, as the Alshach teaches us, the message of the Matzah, is that we should not be as Chametz, but rather we should do Bi'or Chametz, rid it from ourselves, and Shivas Yomim, for 7 days, Tochal Matzot. Good Shabbos.